各位主内长辈弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
我们华人的话农历新年快乐。
So for our Chinese, Happy Chinese Lunar New Year.
华人庆祝两次新年。
So our Chinese get to celebrate the New Year twice.
一整个月都是新年快乐。
So the whole year, the whole month we can say Happy New Year.
这个今年的所谓的年是蛇年啊。
We know this year, this coming New Year is the year of snake.
祝大家，我们圣经说灵巧像蛇。
May everyone be as shrewd as snakes.
但是不要忘记要驯良像鸽子。
But let's not also forget that we need to also be as innocent as doves, as the Bible tells us.
今天我们教会有三张桌子。
This year our church has three tables.
我在今年这个一月头的时候呢，分享了这个三张桌子。
In the beginning of this month, I've shared about these three tables.
在 Alive 英文堂，我们有提到或者报告，但是没有仔细的分享。
In the English congregation of Alive, we've mentioned it, but we haven't shared it in detail.
但我相信有一些人可能也是第一次看到这个三张桌子。
I believe some of you may be seeing this for the first time.
我想我们可以温习一下。
Then let's review.
这三张桌子代表今年奥斯陆堂的弟兄姐妹要成长的地方。
These three tables represent this year in our church where our brothers and sisters can grow.
就是我们要更加的爱我们的上帝。
That we can love our God more.
我们也要学习爱基督的教会。
And we can learn to love the Church of Christ.
我们也要学习爱我们身边的邻舍。
And let's also learn to love our neighbors.
所以应该很容易明白。
So it should be easy to understand.
是你看到三张桌子的时候，提醒你在这方面要立志成长。
So when you see these three tables, this is a reminder for you to grow in these three areas.
圣餐桌，我们想到耶稣的爱。
When we see the table of the Lord, we reminds us of the love of Jesus.
我们也要爱上帝。
And we must love God.
咖啡桌，我们一起吃饭啊，弟兄姐妹，等一下就会一起吃饭了。
When we see the coffee table, it reminds us of eating together.
我们教会要就是互相的扶持，互相的相爱。
As we're gonna enjoy our love feast afterwards, in our church, we need to love each other and help each other.
我们有桌游桌跟任何人都可以玩桌游。
And we also have this table of board games that we can play with board games with anyone.
我们要爱我们的邻舍。
We need to love our neighbors.
下一张就是我也分享过就是要
The next slide.
要祝福，要 bless， 要祝福人。
I've also shared it before. We need to bless.
这个 BLESS 代表什么呢？
What does BLESS mean?Represent.
英文的可以自己看
So you can read in English.
对，那个就是要以祷告开始。
So we need to begin with prayer.
为人祷告。
We pray for others.
然后要同理心来聆听。
We need to listen to our friend.
然后要同桌吃饭。
And we need to eat with them.
服侍他们。
Serve them.
分享你的故事。
And share your story with them.
好，希望我们立志今年有所进步新年进步。
And so let's set our goal this year that we can have progress this year.
今天早上的主题应该说这两个月的主题都是爱上帝。
So the topic of this morning as well as the topic of the past 2 months is loving God.
就是第一张桌子就是圣餐桌。
That's the first table, the table of the Lord.
那巧不巧就是前两个星期陈牧师跟宝珠师母他们讲到的经文也是罗马书。
So it's a coincidence that in the last two sermons, Pastor Chen and Bao Zhu, Sister Bao Zhu, they also shared about this.
我选好经文的时候，才发觉到，哇，也是罗马书。
So when I chose the scripture today, I also realized it's also in Romans.
可能上帝特别要用罗马书来跟我们说话。
So it may be God's will that he want to speak to us through Romans.
我们再来把经文读一次，只有两节的经文。
Let's read this scripture once more. Only two verses.
对，第一节就是用自己的语言
Can read with your own language.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。 你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善，纯纯可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
弟兄姐妹，我们要心意更新而变化。
So, brothers and sisters, let us be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
我的讲题是一个更新的教会。
So, my topic today is a renewed church.
在新的一年。
In this new year,
无论是我们就是在我们的个人层面。
At our personal level,
我们可能有新的目标。
We may have our own personal goals.
新的方向。
We have a new direction.
新的盼望。
We have a new hope.
新的力量。
New strength.
那在教会层面呢？
But at the church level,
希望我们也有所突破。
Let us also have some breakthroughs.
有所成长。
Can have growth.
有新的恩典。
New grace.
有新的上帝的带领。
God's new guidance.
让我们一起建立一个合神心意、一个更新的教会。
Let us build a renewed church that's pleasing to God.
那罗马书呢
？In Romans,
可能是整个新约里面最完整的神学书信了。
It may be the most complete theological letter in the New Testament.
所以如果你读罗马书，你觉得哇很深奥，那是正常的。
If you read Romans, you may feel that's very deep, and that's normal.
然后呢，保罗就谈到好多神学的课题。
So Paul has talked about a lot of theological topics.
对，从人的罪性
，from the sinfulness of man,
到神，对，到神的这个救赎
，to the salvation of God.
他就把福音由浅入深谈了一遍。
He talks about the gospel, from the easy to the difficult.
来到罗马书第十二章，也就是我们今天早上的这个章节了。
Now we reach Roman 12.
就是整本书比较实践部分的开始。
It is the beginning of the practical part of the book of Romans.
我们再来看经文第一节。
Let's read the verse 1.
对，不需要读啊，但经文说，这个所以，看到吗？
So in verse 1 it says therefore.
对，那所以是什么意思呢？
So therefore is based on what?
所以就是基于。
So it means based on.
对，那为什么要做这些事情呢？
Why do we do this?
我们为什么要实践这些东西呢？
Why do we need to practice?
保罗说所以。
Paul says therefore.
因为之前说的事情，所以我们要。
Because what he said before, and therefore we need to.
下一章，为什么教会要谈爱呢？
Why do the church needs to talk about love?
因为上帝是爱，所以。
Because God is love, therefore.
我们就是看那个爱上帝、爱教会、爱灵蛇的那个图表。为什么我们要学习爱教会呢？
So we look at this graph about God loving church and loving, we need to love neighbors. Why does God love the church?
为什么我们要爱教会？因为基督爱教会，所以我们爱教会。
Why do we need to love the church? Because Christ loved the church, so we need to love the church.
为什么我们要爱灵舍呢？因为上帝爱他所创造的每一个人，包括我们，所以我们要学习爱灵舍。
Why do we need to love our neighbors? Because God loves everyone He creates. He loves our neighbors, so we need to love our neighbors.
有前因，有后果。
There's a cause and there's a consequence.
那在一个小组啊，一个教会小组的聚会里面。
In a group meeting in our church.
我也在场了，我就听到，就是当时候是一个组长在带领这个聚会。
I was also there, and at that time as a leader leading that meeting.
那就有一些见证分享。
There was some sharing.
这个组长就分享，哇，我们的教会的一些长辈啊，他们的爱心啊、热心啊，怎么样感动他。
The leader was sharing about the love and kindness of the elders and how it moved him.
那在这个小组里面也有慕道的。
In that group, there's also some gospel friends.
那他就问了一个问题，蛮有趣的问题。
So he asked an interesting question.
他就问你分享那么多教会弟兄姐妹的爱。
He asked that you shared about so much love of in the brothers and sisters of the church.
那难道非基督徒你没有例子好分享吗？
But don't you have any example of love of non-Christians?
啊，为什么只是说啊，基督徒，你看到基督徒的爱怎么感动你？你没有好的非基督徒朋友吗？
Why do you only see the examples of Christians who loves you? Don't you have any example of those love from non-Christians?
我其实觉得这个是一个非常非常难回答的问题。
I feel it's a very difficult question to answer.
一个蛮敏感的课题。
It's also a sensitive topic.
实际上，当我们提到基督徒的爱的时候呢
？But in fact, when we talk about the love from Christians,
我们不是说啊，基督徒的爱有多么好啊，非基督徒啊有多么的不好。
We're not talking about how good the love of Christians are and how bad the love of non-Christians are.
不是这个意思。
We never meant this.
因为在我们里面。
Because in us,
没有真正的爱。
There's no true love within us.
保罗在罗马书前面几章。
Paul starts in the earlier chapters of Romans.
他开始述说人的罪性。
By describing human sinfulness.
他说在我们里面其实没有真正的善。
He said there's no true goodness in us.
出于人的爱。出于人的爱。
The love from humans.
大部分都是自私自利的爱。
It's mostly selfish.
我说大部分，因为我不敢说都是啊，我怕你们会反感啊。
I can't say all.
所以我就说大部分啊。
Everyone.
就算是父母对孩子的爱。
Even the love of parents to their children.
我们有时候说父母的爱是最无私的爱。
Sometimes we say that the love from parents are the most selfless.
我自己也是一个做父亲的。
I myself is a father.
但是你知道，就算是父母对孩子的爱，一不小心，我们看得深一点呢。
But you know, even the love from the parents, if we're not careful,
我们也可能是以自我出发的爱。
The love could be also selfish.
包括基督徒。
Including Christians.
所以我不是说非基督徒有这个问题，基督徒没有这个问题啊，包括基督徒。
So I'm not saying that Christians don't have this problem. So that includes Christians.
在我们里面没有那种无私自发的爱。
So within us, there's no selfless and spontaneous love.
所以我们今天谈爱的时候
，So today when we talk about love,
不是自发性的爱。
It's not spontaneous love.
我们谈的就是我们自己里面要自发性的去爱上帝、爱教会、爱灵舍，是多么的难的一件事情。
And how difficult it is for us to have the spontaneous love to love God and love church and love the neighbors.
我们今天谈的爱要回到爱的源头。
So today the love we talk about, we have to trace back to the source of love.
基督徒如果有爱的话，那都是从神而来的爱。
So if our Christians have any love, that's from God.
来看经文，罗马书第五章第八节。
Let's read Romans 5:8.
说到唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
It says, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
我们原不知道何为爱。
We originally didn't know love.
我们的爱是自私的。
Our love is selfish.
别人爱我，所以我爱他。
Others love us, so we love them.
我爱这个人有好处，所以我爱这个人。
I love this person because there's something good when I do it, so I do that.
基督教以外有没有不自私的爱呢
？So outside of Christian, is there any selfless love?
不好说。
It's hard to say.
但是如果我一定要回答的话呢？
But if I must answer that,
我会说可能有。
I would say there might be.
但肯定不多。
But certainly not much.
也许某个程度上。
Perhaps to some extent.
就算在基督教的圈子里面。
Even within the Christian circle.
无私的爱也不多。
Selfless love is rare.
虽然我们不够好。
Although we're not good enough,
虽然我们自私自利,
although we're selfish,
但是求神的灵感动我们,
we ask for God's Spirit to move us.
让我们更加的成熟, 更加的学习去爱。
Help us to be more mature and help us to learn to love.
因为上帝把真理启示给我们。
Because God has revealed His truth to us.
基督把这个道活在这个世界上。
Christ lived out this truth in this world.
所以我们才可以学习操练。
So we can learn and practice.
这个就是例子啊，基督为我们而死。
This is the example. Christ died for us.
我们还是罪人的时候。
While we're still sinners.
我们还没有爱的时候。
While we don't have love.
罪人不会有这种无私的爱。
So sinners cannot have the selfish love.
但是上帝爱我们。
But God loves us.
所以因为上帝爱我们。
Because God loves us.
我们才能够学习啊，这就是真正的爱。
And we can learn that this is the true love.
然后学习操练这种爱。
And we can also learn to practice this love.
所以当我们说哇，看到弟兄姐妹的爱感动我们的时候。
When we say that the love from brothers and sisters move us.
我们是看到神的爱在弟兄姐妹身上。
We see that the love of God is among brothers and sisters.
所以什么呢？
Therefore,
保罗说要把身体献上。
Paul says to offer your body
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的。
Holy.
是神所喜悦的。
And pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
This is your true and proper worship.
不知道你有听过吗？
I don't know if you've heard this.
有一些基督徒说啊，新约比旧约容易的多了。
Some Christians said that the New Testament is much easier than the Old Testament.
旧约有好多条规要守的。
In Old Testament, there are many rules.
新约你只要相信耶稣就好了。
The New Testament is, it only requires you to believe.
哇，你以前犯过的罪，现在犯的罪，以后要犯的罪都赦免了。
The sin that you had before and the sin you have now and in the future are all forgiven.
你只要相信耶稣就好了。
All you need to do is believe in Jesus.
很容易啊。
How easy is that?
我不知道你们会觉得容易吗？
I don't know if you feel that it is easy.
但是这边保罗告诉我们。
But here Paul tells us.
保罗说我以上帝的慈悲劝你们。
Paul says, I urge you for, in the mercy of God.
当然保罗不是逼我们。
Of course, God, Paul is not trying to push us.
因为没有人能够逼我们做什么。
Because, nobody can force us to do anything.
保罗劝我们把身体献上当作活祭。
He asks us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
什么是活祭呢？
What is a living sacrifice?
就是这个祭物在祭坛上是活着的。
That is, sacrifice still living in the altar.
我们每一个人都需要做那个决定。
We all need to make this decision.
要不要把身体啊，或者生命献给主
？Whether to offer our lives to God.
做主喜悦的事情。
To do what's pleasing to God.
我们这两个月的主题是爱神。
The topic of these 2 months is loving God.
从爱神开始谈。
We start from loving God.
因为不谈爱神，何来谈爱教会呢
？Because if we don't love God, how can we love the church?
不爱教会，何来谈爱灵舍呢？
We don't love the church, how can we love the neighbors?
但是我们是怎么样来爱上帝呢？
But how do we love God?
我们是以自私自利的爱来爱上帝吗？
Are we loving God with our own selfish love?
因为信耶稣可以上天堂，所以我要来信耶稣。
Because believing in Jesus will make us to go to heaven, so we believe.
因为人家跟我说来信上帝，上帝会祝福我，所以我要来信上帝。
Because others told us if I believe in Jesus, then God will bless me, so I believe in Jesus.
其实换成是我们，今天我们的感觉可能也会不好受。
So if we were in that situation, it might not feel good to us as well.
如果有一个人单单因为你美，或者单单因为你帅而爱你的话呢？
If someone only loves you because you're attractive or you look good.
或者因为你有钱啊，所以爱你。
Or because you're rich.
你感觉怎么样呢？
And how do you feel?
我感谢上帝啊。
Sure, I thank God.
我太太爱上我的时候。
When my wife loves me.
是我人生中最丑的时候。
That's the my ugliest time in my life.
是那个时候是剃光头。
The time I'm bald.
因为就是有一个怎么说呢？有一个募捐的一个事情呀，所以我就剃光头啊，为了癌症的小孩子。
There's a fundraising event, so I put on a bald head to raise fund.
然后又很大只哈。比现在还大只。
I have more weight than now.
You are too reserved, but anyway. 所以我知道哦，我老婆爱我不是因为我帅。
So I know that my wife loves me because not because I'm attractive.
那你就是如果有人爱你是因为你帅，因为你漂亮，因为你有钱而已。你觉得怎么样
？If someone loves you only because you're attractive, you look good, and you're rich.What do you feel? How do you feel?
当然可能一开始是因为可能一些样貌或者甚至金钱一开始的时候。
Sure, it might start with appearance or wealth.
但是爱不应该停留在表面，对不对？
But love should not stay that superficial.
一开始觉得哇很漂亮，很正常啊。
It's normal at the beginning if you.Attracted because someone is attractive.
但是你到底爱不爱这个人？
But do you really love this person?
真正爱这个人。
Really love this person.
那不应该是一个表面的层面。
It should not remain superficial.
我以前看一个婚这是叫什么这相亲节目
I've seen some TV programs.
不是我去参加，我说我看那个相亲节目。
Some dating program. It's not myself who is going on it, but I'm watching it.
那个老师在相亲节目上面有一些嘉宾一些老师。
So in that dating program, there are some teachers, some consultants.
那老师说了一句话，我觉得很有意思的。
And he said something that I feel very interesting.
他说一个人不管多美或者多丑。
He said, "One person does not matter how ugly or how beautiful she is."
你看了十年过后都是一样的。
After 10 years, it will feel all the same to you.
多美看了十年过后，多丑看了十年过后，差不多一样的。
So, no matter how ugly or how beautiful, after 10 years, it all feel the same to you.
意思就是说什么呢
？What does it mean?
我们爱一个人不应该停留在表面，对不对
？When we love someone, it should not remain superficial.
同样的，今天我们爱上帝。
In the same way, today when we love God,
我们是在哪一个层面呢
？Which level are we?
当然，一开始可能是很表面的。
At the beginning, of course, it might be superficial.
我们要上天堂。
We want to go to heaven.
我们要蒙福。
We want to receive the blessings.
我们要上帝医治我们。
We want God to cure us.
我们要上帝保守我们的家庭。
We want God to bless our family.
这些都是很正常的原因。
These are all very normal reasons.
但是如果十年过去了
，But if after 10 years,
我们还是停留在这个层面上面
，If we still remain that level,
那我们的爱其实很肤浅。
Then our love is kind of superficial.
弟兄姐妹，上帝爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, God loves us.
这个是永恒不变的真理。
That is unchanging truth.
不是我们需要怀疑的。
That's something that we should not doubt.
那我们应该担心的是什么呢
？What should we worry about?
是上帝这么爱我们。
That God loves us so much.
我们有没有真正的爱上帝
？Did we really love God?
圣灵感动保罗挑战我们。
So the Holy Spirit moves Paul to challenge us.
说要把身体献上当作活祭。
To offer our own, offer our bodies as the living sacrifice.
让上帝来使用你。
That God can use us.
让上帝在你生命中来做主。
That God can be the king in our life.
不要停留在肤浅的表面。
Do not stay in the superficial level.
要进入到深层的爱。
And we go into the deeper love.
我要讨神的喜悦。
To please God,
不是讨人的喜悦。
Not to please man.
圣经说这是理所当然的。
The Bible tells us, this is your true and proper worship.
上帝的爱
，God's love，
应该激起我们对他的爱的回应。
Should awaken our love for Him in return.
我不知道你们有没有看过一些爱情浪漫的这个剧
I don't know if you've seen some romantic drama.
男主角单恋女主角很久了。
Where the leading character is chasing this leading actress for a long time.
不然就是女主角，通常是男主角单恋女主角了。
It's often the actor, the leading actor chasing the leading actress.
追了很久，牺牲了很多东西。
He chased her for a long time and sacrificed a lot.
最后怎么样？
What happened in the end?
通常都有好的结局，对不对？
It usually have a good ending.
如果最后女主角跟别人跑了，
If in the end, she leaves with someone else,
这个就是悲剧了，对不对？
Then it becomes a tragedy.
上帝对我们的爱，
The God of love,
某个程度上就是这样子。
In some sense, it's like this.
上帝那么爱我们。
God loves us so much.
我们难道不应该回应他吗？
Shouldn't we also respond to him?
主耶稣牺牲生命。
Jesus sacrificed his love.
让我们得着生命。
Sacrificed his life to give us life.
上帝对我们的期待。
God has an expectation for us.
在福音书当中，路加福音我们看经文第九章第二十四节。
In the gospel, let's read in Luke 9:24.
然后他说，因为凡要救自己生命的，
For whoever wants to save their life,
必删掉生命，
will lose it.
因为凡为我删掉生命的，必救了生命。
But whoever loses their life for me will save it.
我们如果在乎的只是自己的生命，
If all we care about is our own life,
我们爱上帝的爱停留在肤浅的表面。
The love for God remains superficial.
那这个上帝会很伤心的。
That will make God sad.
但是在上帝的爱里面。
But in the love of God.
当我们越发爱他的时候。
When we love him more.
我们其实是得的更丰盛的生命。
We're actually receiving a more abundant life.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他说不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
只要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯纯可喜悦的旨意。
Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is.
弟兄姐妹，
good, pleasing and perfect will.
弟兄姐妹，这个世界是万变的。
This world is ever changing.
一下子，比如说在美国好了。
For example, in the U.S.
美国这几天很多东西一直在变了。
Something is always changing these days in the U.S.
从这个承认多种性别的国家
，from acknowledging multiple gender identities.
突然间就是只有男有女啊。
Suddenly, there's only male and female.
TikTok 在美国一下可以，一下不可以的。
TikTok was allowed in the U.S. and then banned again and then allowed again.
不只是美国其他国家有很多不同的变化。
Not just in the U.S., but also in other countries, there are many changes.
一些国家，一夜之间换政府。
Some countries, in one night, they changed a new government.
国家跟国家的关系。
The relationship between countries.
一直打仗。
Wars.
突然间又不打仗。
Suddenly, there's a ceasefire.
各个国家的内政。
The internal affairs.
社区的稳定性。
The stability of communities.
我们再小一点哈，家庭跟家庭的关系。
And down to the relationship between families.
人与人的关系。
And between individuals.
我们个人的生活。
Our own daily life.
这些几乎每天都有一些的变化。
They all change every day.
新年我们谈新事。
A new year brings new things.
有人说这个世界唯一的不变。
Somebody say that the only unchanging thing
就是万变
is change itself.
的确如此。
Which is true.
但是圣经告诉我们什么呢？
But what does the Bible tell us?
圣经告诉我们，我们要以这个不变应万变。
That we should face changing times with unchanging response.
不变应万变。
Face changing times with unchanging response.
不是死骨不化。
Not just clinging to the old customs,
而是心意更新而变化。
But by being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我有押韵。乐观之下无新事。
And it says there's no new thing under the sun.
那我们要为神做新事。
So, but we do new things for God.
怎么理解心意更新而变化呢？经文里面。
So what does it mean to be transformed by the renewing of your mind?
弟兄姐妹，真理是不变的。
Brothers and sisters, the truth never changes.
因为上帝是不变的。
Because God is not changing.
但是真理的实践。
But the practice of the truth.
实践的方法也许会改变。
The way we practice, it may change.
因为社会文化在改变
Because the culture, the society changes.
但是真理本身是不变的
But truth itself remains unchanged.
我们在不同的环境文化当中
In different cultural and in cultural environment.
包括我们实践真理的时候的那个对象
Including to whom we're trying to practice this.
这个方法这个方式可能会不同
The way, the method could be different.
但是我们不能离开真理。
But we cannot abandon the truth.
我们来看一个图像。
Let's look at this picture.
这个什么颜色是青色啊？我本来还说那个蓝色，没有蓝色去了。OK， 左边呀，左边的那个圈啊，有颜色的是真理的圈。
On the left, the circle is the circle of truth.
右边那个圈是属世的圈。
The circle on the right is the worldly truth circle.
那中间有圈没有颜色的是教会的圈。
The circle in the middle that's not colored is the circle of the church.
我们教会的文化应该是怎么样子的呢？
What should the church culture be?
我们的态度应该是面对属世的文化，我们应该拒绝，对不对？
Our attitude is, when we're facing this worldly culture, we should reject.
我们应该面对真理，我们应该说是啊，应该推广真理的文化。
When we're facing the truth, we should say yes. We should promote the culture of the truth.
效法世界，保罗说不要效法世界，效法世界就是离开真理。
So Paul said, do not conform to the world. Conforming to the world is leaving the truth.
保罗说要心意更新而变化，那就是变通真理的实践。
So Paul says, we must have this renewing mind. That's to adapt our practice to the culture, to the environment.
因为真理是不需要变化的。
Because the truth itself does not need to be changed.
真理是永不改变的。
The truth is unchanging.
所以需要变化的不是真理。
What needs to be changed is not the truth.
是真理的实践。
Is the practice of the truth.
而不是改变真理的本质。
But not to change the essence of the truth.
有时候教会的文化，是很明显是真理的实践。
Sometimes the culture of the church is the practice of the truth.
但那个白色的部分啊，没有在真理的圈里面。
The white part that is not in the circle of the truth.
当然希望也不会在属世的圈里面了啊。
Hopefully it's not in the worldly circle either.
这个部分是什么呢？
What is that part?
我们来看下一章。
Let's look at the next.
这个部分叫做传统。
This part is called the tradition.
我们对属世的文化应该拒绝。
We should reject the cultural, the part that's worldly.
我们对真理本身应该推广。
We should promote the truth itself.
我们对我们传统的包袱应该怎么样呢？
What should we do with this burden of the tradition?
我们应该两个 A 和 assess, adjust, 批判跟调整。
There are two A's. One is adjust and one is
assess.
Okay.
批判跟调整。有时候做基督徒做久了
Sometime we've been a Christian for a long time.
我们会模糊传统跟真理的部分。
We may become unsure about the boundary between tradition and truth.
我们有时候分不清什么是传统，什么是真理了。
We cannot tell what is tradition and what is truth.
也许以前的真理实践
maybe some of the practice of the truth before.
经过时间的推移
，After some time，
已经变成了一种传统
，has become a tradition。
我再讲一次哈
，Let me repeat myself，
因为很重要
，because this is important。
也许以前的一些真理实践
，maybe some of the practice of the truth in the before，
随着时间的推移
，So after the progress of time，
已经变成了一种传统
，has become a tradition。
我们会分不清
，and we may not be clear about what it is。
所以需要批判跟调整
，So we need to assess and adjust。
我举一些例子
，Let me give you some more examples。
以前很久以前了、
long time ago
我不是讲故事
啊 I'm not going to tell a story
教会是没有钢琴啊鼓啊这一些的
so our, the church may not have pianos or drums
大家觉得就敬拜就应该是清唱而已
people feel that the worship should be just a voice
我再举一些例子
another example
我以前的宗派啊我以前的教会宗派是卫理公会的
My denomination before was Methodist.
卫理公会有一些传统啊，传统。
There's some tradition from the Methodist.
那我其实我不是在讲，不是在批评这个宗派啊。我要先讲啊，我不是在批评这个宗派。
I'm not trying to criticize the denomination.
任何一个宗派都有它的就是需要调整，需要做得更好的地方。
Every denomination has some part that can be adjusted and can be made better.
包括我们的教会
including ourselves.
那在卫理公会里面，其中一个传统是什么呢？
In Methodist, one of their traditions is.
或者一个规条是什么呢？
One of their rule is.
就是不可以喝酒。
That you cannot drink.
哦，你们当中有些人可能觉得啊、哦，还好我不是卫理公会。
Oh, some of you may feel that. Oh, thank goodness that I'm not part of Methodist.
为什么不可以喝酒呢？
Why is drinking forbidden?
哦，原来这个卫斯理约翰。
Oh, because John Wesley.
他当时候他做一些酒鬼或者酒徒的事工。
He has some ministry for the drunks and the alcoholics.
那他要跟他们就是传福音，要关心他们。
He wants to spread the gospel to them.
他要帮他们就是能够。胜过他们的这个酒瘾嘛
？He want to help them to overcome their addiction to alcohol.
所以就定下这个规条。
So he made this rule.
啊，你们成为了基督徒。
After you become a Christian,
你们要放下你们的这些不好的习惯。
You have to put down all these bad habits.
所以不可以喝酒了。
You can no longer drink.
OK. 那卫斯理约翰他有实践真理吗
？So did John Wesley practice the truth?
我觉得当时候是有的
I think so、
就是他在帮助弟兄姐妹、能够弃绝自己的不好的习惯嘛
When he was trying to help his brother and sister to abandon the bad habit
所以这个是真理的实践
So this is the practice of the truth
但是真理的实践或者方式不等同于真理本身
But the method and the way to practice the truth is not the same as the truth itself.
明白吗
Do you understand?
不明白，等下再去问旁边那个人。
If you don't understand, you can ask someone beside you.
我再给一个例子，最后一个例子啊。
The last example.
初期教会。
The early day church.
初期教会一起每天一起吃饭哦。
They will have communal meal together every day.
他们不是新年的时候，我们教会这样一年啊，新年中秋节啊，一年吃两次而已啊。
Not like us, only in the New Year, the Moon Festival, that we only do this like twice a year.
初期教会真理的实践是什么呢
？What is the practice of truth for the early church?
天天一起吃饭。
They have communal meals daily.
存感恩的心。
Have a thankful heart.
敬拜上帝。
Worship God.
啊。对不对？记得吗？不记得，我去读那个《使徒行传》。
If you're not sure, you can review Acts.
但是今天我们能够天天一起吃饭吗
？But today, can we have communal meal every day?
我们的社会文化环境都不一样了。
So、we have a different society, different culture, different environment.
我们不能天天一起吃饭。
We cannot have daily meals together anymore.
但是我们可以不时一起吃饭，对吧
？We can have meals together from time to time.
这个是我们真理的实践。
So that is our practice of.
真理的实践不等同于真理本身。
The practice of the truth is not the same as the truth itself.
求神给我们智慧。
We pray that God give us wisdom.
拒绝俗世的文化。
reject the culture from the world,
推广真理的实践,
to promote the practice of the truth,
批判和调整我们对传统的理解,
to assess and adjust our understanding of the tradition,
心意更新而变化,
to have a renewing mind,
在新的一年,
in this new year,
求神赐给我们每一个人,
that, may God give us everyone,
都能够心意更新而变化,
that we can have a renewing mind,
可能在我们当中
Maybe among us,
包括我自己,
including myself.
今年有新的环境,
this year, we're going to have a new environment.
我知道很多人刚刚换工或者正在换工,
I know a lot of you may be changing jobs, and some may be in the process.
新的环境,
you may have a new environment.
有新的关系,
you may have a new relationship.
求神帮助我们,
may God help us.
在不同的环境不同的关系上,
In all the different relations and different environments,
我们都能够去思考,
we can all think about this.
怎么实践真理,
how can we practice the truth?
怎么讨主的喜悦,
how to please God?
我们教会一同建立更新的教会,
so we can together build up a renewing church.
几个问题, 我们来, 我问问大家,
I have a few questions to ask you.
你对上帝的爱还停留在自私自利的爱吗?
Is your love for God still selfish, self-serving?
你如何在,不好意思,忘记翻译英文了,谢谢李俊把我翻译英文。这个,你如何在生活中心意更新而变化?
How do you renew your mind in your daily life?
第三,你在生活中有查验何为就是有查验何为神的旨意吗?
Do you seek to discern God's will in your life?
我们一同思考然后用祷告来回应。
Let's ponder on this and let's respond in prayer.
我过后会 带大家做一个结束祷告。
In the end, I'll lead in an ending prayer.
天父上帝
Dear God,
我们新的一年来到你的跟前
In this new year we come to you.
我们要检讨我们自己跟你的关系
We must assess our relationship to you.
主可能我们一开始爱你
Maybe at the beginning we love you.
是出于能够得到一些的好处
Is due to The something good that we can get.
这都是正常的。
And this is normal.
但是主，我们不能停留在表面的爱。
We cannot remain in this superficial love.
正如我们爱一个人。
Just like we love someone.
不应该停留在表面。
We should not stay superficial.
我们爱你。
We love you.
更应该进入到深层的地步。
We must enter into deeper love.
主帮助我们心意更新而变化。
Lord, help us to have a renewing mind.
我们有时候活在这个世界上。
Sometime when we are in this world,
我们分不清什么是真理，什么是属世的。
We cannot tell what is truth and what is worldly.
主，你是启示真理的灵。
Lord, may your spirit that reveals us
启示我们什么是你的旨意。
Reveal the truth to us and reveal to us what is your will.
让我们拒绝属世的。
Let us reject the worldly.
让我们推广属真理的。
Let's promote the truth.
主在教会里面。
In our church.
有时候我们也分不清什么是真理，什么是传统。
Sometimes we cannot discern what is truth and what is tradition.
这些传统可能也不是不对的。
The tradition may not be wrong.
但是有时候我们把传统当成真理。
But we may sometimes think that tradition is the truth.
帮助我们能够重新去思考。
Help us to think again.
去批判，去调整。
To assess and adjust.
让我们成为更成熟的基督徒。
Help us to be a more mature Christian.
在教会里面，我们也更好的来相爱。
In the church, let us love each other better.
感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear a prayer.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。